The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Check it out right before we start. Let me go ahead and let you guys know we're gonna be doing three interesting beers. But before we get to that, you ever wonder what's up with RVs? It's time for Sean's rant of the night.
All right, hey guys, it's Sean with the late night rant.
No, but I just wanted to say RVs are the cancer of the road.
And how does that happen?
They're like unless you're fucking touring. Like, that's your job? Why the fuck do you need an RV?
Well, I would think
you're just in the way.
Wait, hold on. I think, recreation, cheaper place to live.
Keep your own poop in your vehicle.
Yeah, poop in your own vehicle.
No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
An easier way to transport your animals.
Only crazy people have fucking RVs. I'm not talking about trailers where you live there. I'm not talking, that's not the same.
Right, we're talking about RVs, ones where it's a vehicle.
Yeah.
Recreational
that's a home.
Vehicle.
They're named after, like, cars that already exist for some reason.
Right.
And like, how are you allowed to fucking call
that
a
RV?
Right,
RV is actually a recreational vehicle thanks to Mr. Casher.
Yeah, we know what it stands for, but it's just stupid.
Right.
It's fucking, it's annoying. And they just take up so much fucking room, and they're so slow. And they come out of, I live next to Sam's Town here in Las Vegas. They come out of Sam's Town onto Boulder Highway so fucking slow. They'll just, sorry, I'm spitting on cash. As soon as they pull, they don't care what lane you're in. They don't care if you're coming.
Okay.
They're just pulling out. Like, all the
time.
If you had
something to tell the RV manufacturers, what would it be?
Just shut down. I hate you.
That's it?
Make them faster.
Only sell to, like, touring artists. Fuck you. And comedians and people that do that
shit. Yeah, but
they
actually have, like, a bus. They don't have an RV.
No, I mean, it is an RV, though, because when you look at these RVs, they're the same thing. They're the same fucking thing.
Well,
just the ones the artists use are, like, more expensive. Most people can't afford those, so they go with the smaller ones.
Well,
they're trash.
Honey Pirate is just laughing at what you're saying.
Fuck RVs.
Honey Pirate really says you might need a hug. Is this true?
Yeah, but unless you own a fucking RV.
Don't touch you, right?
Don't
no.
touch me.
What about fifth wheels?
All right, well, yeah, fifth wheels.
What's that?
It's an RV.
That you tow with the big ass truck.
Dude, if you can fucking keep up and stay out the fucking way.
Okay, it's all about speed.
So be it. But people going down fucking Flamingo near Boulder Highway.
Right.
There's two fucking lanes.
Right.
And they all want to get on the Nellis.
Yeah.
Like, they're all turning left on the Nellis going down, going east. So they all get in the left lane for, like, 700 miles.
Right.
And that's the fucking passing lane. So, like, everyone's in the right lane. Everyone, and plus all the other people that need to also get on the Nellis from there. So
okay.
It's all packed up.
It's bad, dude. Right. Rush hour. And it's all, because, like, if RVs weren't there, it'd be bad, but it would not be that bad. RVs are the fucking worst. I think they just blend in too much. Everyone's busy blaming minivans and trucks. It's like, no one fucking gives a shit that there's a planet on the fucking
All right,
and
fair
it's
enough.
Moving as fast as a planet.
That's
funny. I wish.
Team No Sleep, now that we finished with what's bothering Cash.
Sean.
Wait, Cash? Which one?
I'm Sean.
Right.
The one with the dreads.
Oh,
half of my last name is Cash.
You know what?
So you're
you know what?
Right.
I fucked that up, but that's okay because we're all adults and we consent to things of touching and footsies at the table. It's fine.
I'm not an adult. I'm definitely 15.
Well, let's try this again. Can we try it again?
No.
All right. Team No Sleep, check this out. It's craft beer growth with your German report from Cash Money. Get it.
Yeah, so I'm not German, but it's fine.
Wait, where's your...
No, he
what
died.
What do you mean? I can't do the intro of the German report if there's no German.
Well, I mean, the last time, I really just fucked it up.
Right.
So
what about an old college top?
You started going Asian. You started going Asian.
I started going more towards Bangkok.
Listen, it's Bangkok, not Bangkok. I understand. I get it.
No, you're in a different part of Asia.
Yeah,
that's the
touristy side, bro. It's fine.
Shanghai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seoul.
If you have one,
maybe.
I don't have one.
I'm not too good at differentiating Korean accents. Are you? Can you listen to Asian accents? Go.
I can.
Japanese.
I'll be honest with you. I actually can't.
I can if it's like Vietnamese.
She can't.
I just fuck them.
Yeah. If it's like Vietnamese, is very like the nail.
That one's the tastier of the group. That's tastier of the group.
I can tell.
That one has spice. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love a Filipino.
Oh my god, I like them when they're cockeyed,
ratchet Asian,
and they're missing a foot.
You know what I'm saying? Like an Asian that will fucking shoot you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like that, bro.
That's the Filipino. I grew up with Filipinos. They're crazy.
Nice.
They're great.
Yeah, I love it.
I think the U.S. kind of fucked them up. That's what it might have been.
Okay, well,
yeah, but I'm just saying how they are now. Hold on.
Okay, I love our tangent. Let's put a pin and talk about at the end of the show.
All right.
So if you guys are wondering, Team No Sleep, about the craft beer growth,
yes.
Here's, this is going to be so bad. This is Cash and his report.
And his regular ass.
Regular ass regular boys.
Stupid fucking report.
Fucking report.
Stupid motherfucking fucking regular boy ass.
Fuck.
Little ass.
God, this motherfucking ass.
Motherfucking still going. Just shit. Saying shit.
You're still going.
Give a damn.
Fuck yeah. You
just
know what I'm
out,
saying?
Out
always jumping on motherfuckers' couches.
Saying he pronouncing up,
yeah.
all of his
R's. Why is he so
I
savage
don't care.
Using like forks and spoons and shit?
He be putting fucking rice in his shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This
go
motherfucker.
Ahead.
Go ahead. You got this.
Go ahead.
You got
regular
this cash.
Ass boy.
You don't say cash.
Regular. He don't even wear a V-neck ever. Ever.
This motherfucker.
Ever.
Body shaming.
Fuck him.
Yeah, this dude.
I'm sorry, Cash. He looks so good.
Go on.
I always do.
Yeah.
You look
go
that's
ahead,
besides
sir.
The point. It's coming off of
But before
Vine.
You say that,
yeah,
a honey that. Pirate said, hello, boys.
Oh, what's up?
Hello, honey pirate.
All right. Go on, Cash. It's time for your segment, dude.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
are you
sir.
Sure?
You got your it's your
you
turn.
You guys done ranting?
No, well, we ain't never done a rant. We can keep going.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You ever just I mean, but if you
just
jump in, double dutch, bro.
Just
jump in.
Size.
Like, yeah.
You just chilling.
I can't jump rope.
Get in there.
It's coming
bro.
Off of vinepair.com.
You can't jump rope?
What? Okay, fuck your
all
report.
All it is jumping.
It's like, what's your jump ropes?
The rhythm. The rhythm never like I just I okay. fuck it
this
up.
This is a way much better report than what's going on with
yeah.
Peter.
Fuck your regular ass. All right, all right.
All right, Sean, let the okay. man do his report. Let
all right.
Me, hold on.
So for,
meanwhile, guys,
you know
back at the ranch,
you know
Team No
saying.
Sleep, check out the
team
craft beer.
Listen
bro.
To me.
We'd be fucking smoking.
Listen
that.
To me.
Listen to the Somalian
listen
Pirate
to me.
Report by Cash.
I am the captain.
This is one accent I won't do. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's okay. Leave it to me. Leave it to Beaver. This one is from vinepair.com.
I'm just saying.
We got to get through this, dude, or we're never getting out of here.
We don't have to do shit.
You're, it's
we
true.
Could just,
I don't know.
I
like,
can go back to masturbating.
We, you could. And make
I would like
room,
to watch this.
And
I,
fucking
I
make
know.
The room
you text
like
me that
again.
Every night.
Hello. How long can you go?
You sound like you're singing.
Forever.
How long? I see. I'm not going to do it. No, I almost did it, and I wasn't going to do
yeah,
it.
Not leave me, but
you almost got me.
Did
you almost
I
got
come
me.
And me want to go home? No. Day. I better be auto-tuned.
And that's
hey, did I
my
come
ears. Oh, my God.
Go
oh.
It's the deadly shit? Black tarantula. Till I go
back.
I wanna go
the banana spiders.
Hey,
you
doing
this?
There's a chick. She turned around. Big penis.
Oh.
Daylight tranny. And I wanna go. I don't know if I wanna go home. I mean,
you
I
should
did pay.
See that dick
it is 2019.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Yeah, maybe you're in
ladies and gentlemen, Team No Sleep. Cash in his report on craft beer growth. In Somali voice.
Take it away.
You are
I can do this.
Yes.
I am the captain. I can do this.
Fair enough.
This one is coming off of vinepair.com. You guys are going to laugh at me. It's okay.
Good.
I don't care.
It's actually good.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
That's actually his real voice. The other one has been struggling.
He's been doing an American accent. It's really hard for him.
I feel like I was constipated. Now I am free. All right?
Amazing.
Anyways, from Kat Walinski.
Amazing.
Hop take. The latest crew. don't fucking do that, all right? You're fucking distracting, bro.
Go on.
Hoptic. The latest craft bill growth isn't staggering. It's sustainable.
Okay.
Right?
I believe you.
On Tuesday, the Brewers Association released its annual report on craft beer growth. In 2018, we spent approximately $27.6 billion on craft beer, a 7% increase over 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. Craft brewers produced 25.9 million barrels of beer in 2018, gaining a 0.6% volume share versus 2017. Craft beer production volume grew 4%. So, it's growing, but they're still not really making any money, and they're not beating the big guys, obviously.
Why aren't they making any money? Because of the big guys, you think?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Big guys are still crushing them.
Yep.
I mean, well, because think about it. I'm you know what? Fuck it. I'm not even going to hold it back. Because too many scared pussies don't want to get away from the mundane taste of bullshit beer. And that's just the truth. Because it's forced down by the big companies, right, the big three. They got it locked up at all sport
and
events.
And movies.
And movies.
And
so
here's what I want to know. Too.
Now, whoever they bought or whoever distributed by, a lot of theaters, like here in Vegas, they'll kind of sell something that isn't mainstream, but in reality it's owned by a mainstream company. Yeah. So it's also deceiving. So I'm never going to see in a movie theater, I don't know, like Craft House or Bad Beat.
Yeah.
In these theaters, because they're not going to allow it. But I will see, like, maybe Lagunitas,
they
Samuel
had Great
Adams.
Basin.
But I think...
Great Basin, yeah. I mean, those guys got, they got hooked up. Those guys are... But you won't see something local at a local theater.
I think also, is there... Do we know, like, what the demographics of beer in general are, including all the ones that you hate?
Okay, so all the ones that
mostly
we hate...
like, old white guys?
They're
all
pretty
why?
Much... They're pretty much... Well, actually, there are people who are basically stuck. So people who love NASCAR and people who...
And they think of it as tradition.
Traditional beer drinking. It ain't American if it ain't a Coors Miller Budweiser in your hand.
Right.
You suck my fucking dick. It's American to support...
I don't want to suck your dick.
No, sorry. It is a mouthful. You would probably not be the captain at that point. You'd be the steward.
I won't find out.
Okay.
He's not one
but
for
my
me.
Suggestion, go on the black market.
Right.
Fuck. Don't open up a spot. Sell it out your bathtub. Like, fuck
a lot
it.
Of people actually do.
Fuck
believe
the
that.
FDA, bro. I'm just saying, bro.
No, but in reality,
all that shit.
So,
fuck a permit.
So,
fuck taxes. Go on
hold
the black
on
market,
now. Put it,
bro.
Wait, listen. Put a pin in it till the end of the show. We'll get on the rant.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, what I think is, if the big companies were smart and they weren't so pussy and so scared, they should let the little guys get a little piece of the action. And if they blow up, they need to buy in shares. Not own them, just invest in them more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what should happen. And case in point, one of the coolest breweries that we know on the show versus a lot of the beer we have tasted is Uno Brew.
Mm-hmm.
They're owned by Sapporo. You heard of Sapporo, the Japanese lager.
Yeah.
You usually see it in Asian stores. And you would know it if you saw the logo. And you would see it in like sushi houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
They bought Uno Brew. They own them.
Yeah.
All they did was invest money in them. They never changed their name. They've never changed how they work.
They want to
Gary
see them
Vyad's
grow.
Never
they
changed.
They just inputted the money.
They gave them
like,
the money and they bought shares. Or like they probably own like
you.
Yeah, we own you. Do what you do because they know the importance of the money.
That's a good
so.
Thing to do. But don't you think there's a lot of? I mean, if nobody, not nobody, but if a lot of people aren't making money in the industry, don't you think it's kind of a big deal when someone
if
like,
you're being stifled
is like hey we're gonna buy your shit out and you got kids at home and you're like oh fuck
that's
it.
When you're
I like craft you, beer and but at the same time
well a lot of breweries have done
million
that
$4 million or whatever
yeah
a
lot of
money.
Money right but then if you build a community around it and it people like Goose Island huge following great brewery Budweiser bought them so we'll just say Budweiser it's AB InBev which is in Africa
right
but they're called, you know, we'll just say Budweiser, right?
Uh-huh.
So Anheuser-Busch, which is Budweiser, bought Goose Island, changed recipes, changed their look.
Oh.
And so they dropped off from the craft beer community.
I just think
but
a
the
lot
rest
of people
are
thinking about.
But the rest of the world loves it. And it's only because of where it's placed and distributed. And it's in places that you would have never seen. And people go, wow, I love Goose Island. But they don't know the politics behind it. They're like, wow, it's a new beer that's on the market. And they're not looking, they're not doing their research going, oh, this isn't a craft brewery. They are craft beer by the rules of it, but then they're marketed by a macro brewery, and it's a weird line. And
it's like an
they
indie
lost
artist
a they lost a lot of
Interscope.
Respect. A lot of people I do know in the community here won't drink anything that is AB InBev.
I think not a lot of people have that mindset, which is a bad thing.
Right,
but you see it in a lot of other places too. People don't necessarily care about. The long haul, like what it would mean if you didn't just sell out right away.
If it ain't about the money,
as a not even just about the money, you could be worth more money if you didn't sell out right away.
Exactly.
In some cases,
and
but I don't
why,
think people
and
enough
that's
people
why
think like that
on all these on these cans. Let's see, I don't on majority of them you'll see an independent upside down. Oh, there it is. Yeah, yes. So there is this league right here that's against big companies.
like if you see that,
that means they're an independent. They're independent, small batch, limited edition. That means they will not be bought out. That's a stamp of I will not be bought out at the moment.
Right.
Now, if somebody came through the Craft House and offered them, I don't know, like $30 million. That's tough. And then what are you going to do with that?
Even something like $4 million, like I said earlier. Even that, like, I know it's maybe a low amount of money for something like that, but if someone like you just started up and someone's like, let me just take your name.
Well, I'm not even popular yet. You're right.
You don't have shit. I'll give you $4 million. Let me just take that.
Well, you know, sometimes that is part of the business.
You can live for the next, like, fucking, if you're smart, like 10 years off of that. You're just
not very long.
No, but.
Well, no, but hold on.
Can the man get something?
A lot of people.
Hold on, Cash. Can you let Cash
get in there?
It's his story. And we're
anyways.
Well, hold on. Let me okay. have it back, bro.
Continue.
I'm trying to help them. Look, we pretty much stole his bit.
Yeah.
So. Let him be the
captain.
It's
our bit.
No. It was introduced as Cash and the Report in Somalia voice.
I don't have a report.
Yeah,
and we don't want to be rude. Like, we don't need to steal anything from him, Sean. So let's just give it back to Cash and let him finish up his story. Then we can get back into what we were doing. I just feel as if we were being rude to Cash, that we need to acknowledge our follies, because I would hate for him to get upset, or as the millennials say, butt hurt. I don't know how that works.
Booty tickled.
Booty tickled.
Butt hurt is only, you know.
Well, let's put a pin on that. Let's put a pin in it. Cash, continue with your story, which is fascinating. I'm sorry that we did that to you. We know how the Me Too movement is. We apologize.
You don't need to be sorry.
Okay, fantastic. Can we let you continue with your permission?
Exactly. No.
Okay, we can't do anything.
No.
That's easy enough.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
What I was saying was... But anyways,
good.
No, seriously,
good.
A lot of businesses, like their thing is they'll create a name just to sell it and then start something else.
Yeah, there's so, a like, lot of people that do that.
I can respect people who, you know, put their effort into it and sell it and get the money they wanted.
Right.
But at the same time, when there's like purists and people who care about the whole industry, then I can see how they get butthurt about it.
Yeah, but it's like, booty tickled.
Man, I wish my friend was here. He had a whole like... spectrum of butthurt was the bottom, and then like the top one was dick broken, and your ultra dick. And they would use it in serious situations.
Matter of fact,
bro, why is you so dick broken, bro? Like,
we need him on the show.
I'm not
can
even
we?
Dick broken. I'm just this like.
Yo, hey, we need him on the show.
I'm just booty tickled, dude.
All right,
fuck.
Lennox, if you hear this,
okay. Well,
Lennox, if you're out there, we need you, boy.
So far, we started off the show coming in strong. That's right. We're going to be talking about two breweries. One's going to be, let's see here, Grand Canyon Brewery, and one locally, Craft House in Henderson, Nevada. Sean, do me a huge favor. What? Can we start the show?
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead and play that intro.
Okay, I can do that for you. Let me just, is that how you think the intro works? Are you all right? Are you okay?
I think he has a rash. He's like really scratching his stomach.
Oh, I almost played the commercial. Sorry.
That's okay.
Where's the goddamn intro?
So we do the intro, then the warning label, then we go right into the...
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com.
acclimated and vegetated and whatever else you're going to do to make sure you sit here and listen to the show. We're right now. Hi, my name is Key.
Name is Cash.
And I am Sean.
Yeah. All right, guys. Yeah. We're going to get down and we're going to do an interesting show for you guys. I've got an interesting thing here. Thanks to... Real quick. I want to do a nice. I'm gonna go ahead and just kind of plug them now, at the beginning of what we're gonna do. And I'm gonna need some reading material. Let's see here. No, I'm gonna use the can. I'm gonna give a big shout out to, the owner and brewer of Craft House, Miss Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
we want to give a huge shout make great out burgers. To Wendy. Now, the items that we were bestowed with were brewed and canned at Craft House Brewery in Henderson, Nevada.
They're
actually in the booze district. Mm-hmm. Which is three breweries, one winery, and one distillery.
Why haven't I heard of this?
It's actually right over by the Valley Auto Mall, right around the corner from the Valley Auto Mall.
Oh, interesting.
And really cool is...
Black Mountain.
We really enjoy Miss Wendy. Wendy is a very wonderful person.
What?
Hey.
He said, why is it got to be black? The
mountain
is black.
Can I at least do my job and at least plug in the...
I didn't even hear you talking.
Okay, hold up,
how was
gentlemen.
I supposed to know you're
hold
talking?
What?
Okay,
it's not like we got microphones.
Okay. Yeah, okay, whoa. I don't like your tone, sir. I'm going to need you to, put a pin in it.
Turn it up.
Hey. I'm trying to make sure that we get Craft House plugged in on the show. Okay, thank you. Now we're back on track. So check it out. We're going to do two beers provided by
Ninja Mountain.
Okay.
That's offensive.
Oh, that's too far.
Neighbor Mountain.
Neighbor
Mountain. That's my
neighbor.
Oh, Key, did you have something to say, Key?
I'm trying to plug the person who provided the beer on the show.
Yeah, Wendy. Shout out Wendy from Hendo. Black Mountain. Neighbor Mountain.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Go ahead, Cash, your turn.
I said neighbor.
No, I'm good.
Okay. So we wanted to give a huge shout out to her for providing these two interesting beers. But what we're going to do is we're going to save those two for the end.
What?
And then we're going to talk about this other beer from Grand Canyon Brewery.
Is it at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, you think?
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
When we're done, we will be at the rock bottom of the canyon.
Do we have to ride one of those sad donkeys down the hill?
Right.
It's a happy donkey.
So on the show today, we're going to be talking about Grand Canyon's Dire Wolf. Which is really interesting because after we're done doing this podcast, mm-hmm. we have a Game of Thrones evening to start while we're on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
/OBSBears2014 on twitch.tv.
That's right.
And then we're going to move into the two beers provided by Craft House exclusively from Miss Wendy herself.
Wendy!
But we're going to do one of them last.
Okay.
The reason being is there's a contest going on right now, sort of a Willy Wonka's golden ticket with the brewery. And I'll go into more details about
Wendy
it.
Wonka.
Wendy Wonka, that's right.
That's
and
her.
It's going to be the Sparks of Joy. Is going to be the very last beer. We're going to start off with the Dire Wolf to kick our night off. Nice. And then we're going to do the Super Bloom, which ironically, there we are in a real Super Bloom. I was just recently in California.
Really?
And driving along the highway, all these nice piles of flowers that bloom that I normally barely see.
Cali poppies.
They're like orange and purples and blues, like piles of them.
Oh, that's the one where everyone's going to take pictures and they're fucking it up?
It's called a super bloom, which means the temperature is just right thanks to our global warming. It's the right temperature for everything to fucking grow.
At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. So that's why the pollen's extra high. Like my front yard's
got
full.
Have you ever heard of something called Valley Fever?
Yes.
I did not know about that until they put out a warning that there's a warning for Valley Fever. It's in the soil, and so when they have huge winds, it comes up, and it gives you a cough, a fever, muscle pains, shit like that. Did you know about this? I didn't know about this.
No, really serious.
I thought that was just allergies.
So we're going to be talking about, we have some really interesting about the first one. We now know a little cool little fact about the second one. And the third one, we're going to keep our fingers crossed because then there's a reason we'll get to that. So we'll start off with the first one. And before we do that, we will go ahead and hit you guys with this smooth transition to begin the show.
What?
I don't know. I'm just pausing.
Okay. I mean,
I got to do a commercial. Oh, no. We do that between the drinks, huh?
I'm not really sure when you do it, to be honest.
Good. All right. So, let's get
busy. Yeah. When he's washing
dishes. When he's washing dishes, I take the break and all
that.
We
already did the intro, so.
Yeah, we're good with that.
We're in here.
So before we do that.
Deep, bro.
Okay, so before we do that, I have to load
that's a lot of dick.
Well, speak for yourself.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I just gotta grab some images.
Don't get it twisted, bro.
Oh, yeah, it's all twisted.
You're not supposed to do it like a salt and pepper shaker, brother.
Indian burn that bitch. Why do they always do that in pornos? They fucking Indian burn the fucking dick. They fucking do that, like they double hand it, but it's going opposite direction. This one just looks like
you need a lot of lubrication.
Yeah, and who's got time for that? Lube is the worst thing to work with. Lube is just it's not sexy.
For me, sex
jelly.
Well, I know that we're talking about that real quick, and I have no problem with that. Which brings me to our new segment.
Yeah,
things I use to beat off with.
I think conditioner is your best option.
Nope, tears of my enemies.
Mm. Or it's kind of salty.
What about tears of your
friends? I'm not tasting it. I'm just jerking off.
But I mean, the salt crystals when it dries up.
No, that just that wouldn't even seem creepy. I just don't think the tears are visceral enough. Unless it's your actual.
Oh, they need to be like pain tears.
They need to be pain tears, which crystallize a lot better on the shaft.
It's a lot softer.
I'm constantly making my friends cry with pain.
Right, but they're still your friends. We're talking about enemies, not friends.
I'm not their friend, but they're my friend.
But you get what I'm saying, and that's why I'm on the same page with you.
Yeah, we are.
Sounds like a stalker, bro.
Call it what you want, frankly, but I mean, I'm like, hey, you want to hang out? They're like, no, I'm like, I'm outside. Are you already? They're like, please stop coming in. Legally, you can't come in within 200 feet of me. And I say, hey, can I hold your baby? And they say, that's not my baby. Would you get that? I mean, it's a whole thing.
Meanwhile, back on the set of OBSBeers.com's Open Bottle Talk, hanging out with Key, Sean, and Cash. Big shout out to Rebel Gang Media Group.
Shout out Hendo, Black Mountain, Neighbor Mountain.
And this is why we hired him. Let's get busy with this next beer. Do, do, do.
Why didn't I shout out my own hood? That's what I want to know. I went with Henderson.
All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and get started with the first beer of the evening. We're going to talk about this Grand Canyon. Now, there's a couple of really interesting things on it. Cash, if you don't pick up on them, then I will grab the bottle from you and cover that part. Cash,
but
what
I'm
are we
blind.
Doing, bud? What are we doing, bud?
Alrighty then.
Whoa. Really?
That's what I said, dude.
I just wanted to make sure you were going to just go on.
Nice.
All right.
Okay.
Like he said, it's coming from the Grand Canyon Brewing Company.
Okay.
It's the Dire Wolf.
Right.
This is 27 out of 1 out of 1669.
Not too bad. So it's a very small limited batch.
It's a very small batch.
Thanks for picking up on that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not completely blind, just partially.
It has nothing to do with that. Look, we're not going to
argue. He can see. He's
Sunday. He's going to the optometrist.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sunday.
Doctor. 2020.
LASIK. There's a beam in your eye.
Sometimes he needs reading glasses, though. Glasses. He can read.
Is that the laser?
Yeah, you just got your eyes fixed, dude. You're at 2025 now, so. Or,
interesting.
I mean, go 2015.
On. The ABV is 7.1%.
Whoa. What is it again?
7.1.
Okay, that's not too bad.
And
not too good, dude. It's not too fucking good, dude.
It is, dude.
Dude, I need more than that.
Let's put a pin in that.
All right.
There you go, brother.
And right. For more information?
You could just hit them up on Snapchat.
I got you. For more information,
it's
guys.
It's like, sitting on the fucking bottle, dude.
Okay,
I can't fucking, I'm a psychic,
dude. Do you want me to give it to my
handle?
Do they have the P.O. box?
Hold on. Dude, I just want to get through this evening one time. Hold on.
Fine. We all want to
good luck.
Can I? Stop.
We stop. Go climb
stop. Stop.
We're done.
Okay. Just. So URLs, all I gotta give them.
The URL.
All right.
Ninja Mountain.
.com.org. Hold on.
I wasn't.
Okay.
.gov.
No.
.co.edu.
Grand. Okay. Really? GrandCanyonBrewery.com.
Woo! Shout out Hendo. Shout out Black Mountain.
My neighbors.
All right. So what's
cool? My neighbors.
So what's really cool about this beer? The name Direwolf, if you watch Game of Thrones.
I don't. I was wondering what that meant.
So Direwolf, I don't even know if it's a real wolf. It could be a real wolf, but they're a very big wolf.
Sean's Animal Facts.
Yeah. No. A direwolf in Game of Thrones is the Stark's animal. Their flag is of a wolf, but it's a direwolf. But a direwolf is huge. Like, it takes bears down. Like, that's how big this fucking wolf is.
Nice.
And on the show, there were 5 direwolf pups that went to all the kids in the storyline. I think one is left in the series, I think, but the other ones died protecting each person they were bonded to. But it's a dire wolf. So even though after the show we're doing our Game of Thrones theme thing, this was a great start.
They were imprinted at a young age? The dire wolves?
You know what I mean.
Dire wolves.
Wolves.
Sometimes I do that when I jack off and I ain't have nothing to come on in time. And I'm running across the room. Do you ever do that?
No.
You run across the room.
My lady usually catches it in her mouth.
Or when I pull out, I'll be doing that shit too.
Okay, see, what are you doing, dude? That's disgusting. I'm talking to myself, not you guys.
That's exactly what I say to myself, though, when I come as well, though. That's weird.
And you realize what you're watching, and you feel so ashamed. You just...
I don't have that.
You don't have shame?
No, I did when I was, like, 13, but not anymore.
Okay.
You know, that went away. People still talk about that, though. Thank you.
All right.
Very nice of you.
That is live.
It is live. Cash, go grab another glass real quick. We just kind of
no problem. No problem.
We just kind of dump most half of it into just one of the big cups, please. Yeah, all right. Right now, guys, it's kind of just overactive. It's foaming over. But we're lucky this time because every time these beers get a little angry, the shit gets everywhere.
They're not angry. They're sexually pleased.
Yeah, I was like, I'm very leery as of right now.
Over-sexually pleased.
All right, that should help out. We'll keep an eye on that. It should be settling. It's fine. I like the label a little bit. It looks like an old, like, scroll. Kind of, it has like folds in it, but it's really not. This beer has been provided by the one and only Mr. Phoenix Nacho coming out of Arizona.
Oh, this is, I can already smell it.
Yeah. So let's get down to it, ladies and gentlemen. Cheers to the smell. Actually, before we do that, let me show everybody on Twitch what's going on here. I gotta show my dude. There we go.
Handle your business.
As soon as we get another fucking camera, I ain't gotta show him no more.
Do what you got to do.
You are the captain?
I am always the captain.
Okay. It's almost like it's pouring out for the homies and shit. All right, let's get down to the smell.
I'm coming!
Jesus fucking Christ, it's like won't stop coming.
That's sketchy.
That's a little sketchy.
Well, it's going to work, ladies and gentlemen.
No one touch the table.
Don't bump the table. All right, guys. Cheers to the smell. Here we go. Oh, clink, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to tap the table. Almost did.
Yeah, man. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. I'm going to show them what's going on, what I got going on, why you guys are...
Is that ginger?
I don't know. What you got?
Is it ginger?
Is it? I don't know, dude.
It's like smoke.
I don't know
like
your nose.
Lit ginger on fire. That's what it smells like.
Smells like wet ginger a little bit?
No, like someone lit ginger on fire. Like burnt ginger.
So we got a little
roasted ginger.
You're going
it's like a woody fucking smell, like a hard. Like wood. Sorry.
Okay,
I
understand.
Like, yeah,
right.
You know, yeah.
Okay, so we've got this ginger. You guys saying it's a ginger smell? Or are you both agreeing?
No, I was helping him.
Okay, so you're saying a burnt
ginger wood kind of fucking syrupy. Wieners.
Okay, Cash.
We're
just not going to go back over
it
that.
It smells like when you first open up a Yoplait mixed berry yogurt.
Okay.
It's got like that mixed berry with the sour tartness of the yogurt.
Okay.
I'm also getting like some sweet honey, like Sean was saying. But yeah, it smells pretty good.
Did you say honey?
I didn't say honey.
I
said syrup.
Oh, you said syrup, sorry.
But I can get that, yeah, same. Yeah. I pour both into my ass.
For me, I'm going to go with you guys. They do have a little bit, there's some twang to it, a little bit of funk, but it does smell like a Yoplait yogurt or like a Go-Gurt. It has some sort of lactose body to it. Mixed berries, some dark fruits.
Honestly, it smells like... the acid from a battery on a blanket.
It's got that sorbet. No, there's nothing wrong
with
that.
I know that smells
it's
like.
A really specific smell.
It burns your eyes, too.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But there's some funk going on. I'm just going to kind of keep adding a little more so we can keep this thing from foaming over. But yeah, there's a little bit of twang. For me, I smell a little bit of like some cherries, like cherry pit.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, but it's pleasant and funky at the same time. It's really, confusing, and it's like,
Much so, like your sexual preference, confusing, you don't really know.
No, I know what I want.
No, that's not what you're
doing. They just don't like it when I show up, But before we get into that, let's put a pin in it.
When you shot.
And
were you let's a part get down of that to the new taste. Resort that just got
Cheers
busted?
To the taste, sir. Cheers to
was.
The taste.
I knew
Cheers.
He was.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hit a sour.
I like it. There's something going on there, though.
It's got like a Belgian back finish to it. It's clovey.
I love the sour part. I'm fucking. Oh, it's, I'm there for the fucking party. On
acid
that
reflux.
One.
It's nice.
Oh, watch out. We got a.
No, we got a. We got a crawler. There we go. You know what? That works out just fine. We'll just kind of. We'll do this. And we will do this. And now what does it look like?
a dick.
So. Let me show everybody.
A coming dick.
So no, we got to get through the beer review. Okay, so Sean,
I can do both.
Okay, Sean. So yeah. what do we have on the flavor profile? Because it's got some interesting notes here.
I got to figure out what this other taste is besides.
Okay, get a little bit, kind of work it around. It is, guys. It is zippy as fuck. More
it does
lemon.
Taste a lot like it smells though.
Right.
It the unique smell that I can't. I know I say this a lot, but again, I'm getting like an apple cider, apple juice kind of fucking vibe.
It's got a vinaigrette.
Yes, it's a like vinegar. That's what the fuck it is.
Yeah,
you
it's
are so fucking right.
So it's got a vinegar burn.
Tastes like salt and vinegar chips.
Okay.
Dunked in a sour.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. It does have something a little salty.
It does.
I do totally like the right. fruit yeah, profile totally in this. Let's see. They're all like pills. Like pills of like the cherry, pills of the grape.
I can
pills
taste
of
more
the
berry now. Dark berries.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, the black, like, blackberry.
Or maybe even plum and shit like that.
No, all the
boysenberry.
Boysenberries. Yeah. It's got a lot of dark fruit going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Fig. It tastes like a fig.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tastes like a fig.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Prunes. It's got a prune feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've never had a prune, to be honest.
It's an interesting taste. Trust me. It really is. It's really good.
They're pretty good.
Prunes work very well when you blend them with other stuff. Like, they really add, this interesting.
It's like tomatoes.
Really?
By themselves, they're a nightmare. They taste like dirt. I don't know.
but if you add them, other things are gold.
You huh? haven't had a good
burger,
tomato.
Sandwiches, all that shit.
Right.
I'm in there. Pizza, put it on there. By itself, like, I just had one, like, a couple months ago. Someone gave me, like, a slice. I'd be like, oh, this is a really good tomato. Just taste it. I'm like, I don't I taste it. I'm like, oh, that tastes like, it's, like, still in the ground.
Nothing wrong with that. It's got a lot of ascorbic acid. This thing is a little squirrely. Judging by what we're doing with the actual bottle, because we got to tilt it so it'll stop foaming, there's a lot of activity, a lot of carbonation going on. Overall, it's like really brown sugary. It's sticky. It's got really great body, but I think for me, my citrus knockoff, or not knockoff, my focus point would be lemon. A lot of lemon, twang, like warhead, sour warhead.
Really?
But it has some of that dark fruit body. And
yeah, that's what I
you know,
about.
And a little plantish, a little plantish, a little botanical, but it's like you pulled all the, you know, okay, we're going to take this boysenberry bush and we're just going to throw it in there.
Yeah.
So, Cash, what you got on it for me?
It's like if you took some dried dark berries.
Okay.
Poured some apple cider vinegar on it.
Okay.
And then poured like a little bit of molasses on there.
Okay.
That's what it tastes like to me.
Okay.
But it's like, it's pretty full-bodied. It's not very watery. And, like, my mouth is a little dry after the twang hit it. But, I mean, like, it makes my mouth water after that sour goes away. So I just want to keep drinking it, dude.
Yeah, it's really this
it's really
is
juicy.
This is a very well-put-together sour. I mean, the bottle's still active here. Trying to get the calm the fuck down. Overall, I think you're going to like this. I think I'm glad it's also limited. Which means, oh shit, I gotta get more, and then you get two more and you'll put one away. And I mean, think about it. Like, they labeled these based upon the line that they were being bottled in. And this is number 27 out of less than 1,700. So that means it was ready to go. You know what I mean? So we were real lucky to even get it. Nacho, we really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Shout out Hendo, shout out Black Mountain.
We can talk about this. Let's see if we can all just kind of agree. Some dark fruits.
Yep.
Any dark fruit you want, right? Because some people could even say strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
It's sharp with its sour twang.
Hella.
And then it has interesting back finish with some spices, which kind of gets a layering sour. We don't really get a lot of layering sours. The ones that you like usually are just like pow, it's right there with sweet, mm-hmm. and it's like almost a dessert thing. Yeah, this is almost like a and that vinegar, there's a lot of really good vinegar notes in this.
It's like a dessert someone turned into a meal.
Exactly.
I mean, it really is. Like pancakes. Who says like, dessert is a breakfast bullshit? Meal. Like, you know what
with
I mean?
Whipped cream and chocolate on it? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, a pancake, it has the word cake in it. That's not right. Anyway.
Now, with that said, let's go ahead and get them a grade and let's handle it. Sean, you're up first, bud.
All right. I'm going to give it a 3.4. I am a fan. However, I do like my sours a little more mouth-watering.
Okay, this was drying.
No. Well, maybe. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm. If that's the same, it's not quite drying, but it doesn't like. It's not so sour that it makes my mouth rewater after I drink it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Where it like takes away all the moisture, and then you have to. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it, but I like it really tart like that, and the berry thing wasn't. Too good of a mix to me. It was good, but it wasn't.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Did you give it a grade?
Yeah, 3.4.
Okay, got it. The reason being is last time we were all together and you weren't here, Cash didn't give a grade and we just kept pushing. And I'm just like, did he say it? Like, I just want to make sure we're good.
We did that, yeah.
I don't remember this.
We did that recently on the podcast.
Yeah, mostly because I don't want to.
Fair enough. Your turn, Cash.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 3.8. It's almost above average. And it's probably one of the tastiest sours I've had so far. But I think I would enjoy it more if it had a little more sweetness to it.
A little bit more sweetness?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not too tart, but I mean, it's to the point where you're like, you need to balance it with a little sweetness.
Need a little bit more balance?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I'm going with a 4.3. Mm-hmm. Well above average. And the reason why I like it is because the reasons you guys hate it. I like that sort of adult grown feel to it, that vino vibe. It's also a little woodsy as we're talking. It's like right in the front. So it's like that little toothpick mall. And without reading the bottle, we really don't know where they were going with this. And most times there's a description, and there actually is one on the back. I enjoy the dark fruits. I like it. It's almost like, for me, it's like a sour barley wine without the high ABV. So barley wines have this really interesting characteristics with dark fruits and sticky and burn. Mm-hmm. And you expect the booze. But this is like a sour barley wine to me, which is, you know, not supposed to be on the sweet end. It's supposed to be more sophisticated, in my opinion. So with this, it's a really interesting beer. So we'll be right back.
Hey, just so you guys know, Route 66 was like 1926. So,
yeah. All right, so here we go. Okay, now this makes a lot of sense. Check this out. I'm reading the vial real quick before we rinse out. It says on the back of this interesting bottle, which, by the way, will go on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read exactly the top portion, but I want to talk about its nuances. Fresh blackberries, plums, oak, and cherry. Wood staves. The resulting brew took even a year to develop. So without going any, and it's well-rounded, so... let's see here. Tart cherry with underlying vanilla, fresh oak, and bourbon notes. I could see that. Okay, so far we did the berry part. I believe you said the plum, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I threw in the woodsy part.
I said wood too. Yeah. And well, no, I'm mostly in the smell, but yeah.
And then right. The cherries. One of us threw the cherries in.
You did.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. So we pretty much knocked it out on this. That's actually
except
really
for
cool.
The vanilla.
Yeah.
Is it there?
I didn't get no vanilla at all.
I mean,
I got everything else.
It might be there.
I see it.
I get the bourbon.
That's why we don't read these. See, that's the thing. Yeah. When you finally they give you the description in your mind, you know exactly where you need to be, and you can pick up on these nuances, and it's there. It's like real subtle, right on the bottom of your tongue. It's right there. I could see it. It's more vanilla bean to me, but I could see it. I could see everything we just read, right? We can now envision what we just read, and that's why we don't read them, and we try our best. And it's really cool that we were able to – I think we're getting pretty good at this. So.
Sure.
All right. While Cash goes ahead and helps out, and he's going to be doing the rinsing.
Bye, bitches.
Rude. I am going absolutely to do. Rude. I'm going to pay the bills, Sean. Sean, I'm going to pay the bills.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. All
right. This is Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, if you guys are out and about in northern Nevada, check out Great Basin Brewing Company. That's right. Nestled in between two places that are literally next door to each other, Reno and Sparks. Three wonderful locations, great food, and wonderful parties. Next time you guys are out there, tell Mr. Garrett and Dave Miller, obsbeers.com, said what it do. That's right. Check out Great Basin Brewery. Google that shit. Ha!
Amazing. Oh,
Miss Janice said hi.
Which came first, Reno or Sparks, you think?
That's a good, I wonder, actually, that's a really, I really think that's a really good question, and the reason why. Okay, so, me, you, him, gotcha. And, hi, Miss Janice. She says, hello, boys.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
How are you doing? I think, I don't know the history of why Reno and Sparks are actually not just Reno or just Sparks, because literally, it looks like this. My house is Reno. My neighbor is Sparks.
Yeah. No,
literally,
totally.
We were there. It was like.
Well, I mean, it's like that here with the little, with the towns that we have, but nobody calls it by that. We have like a million towns in,
yeah,
in
Summerlin.
In the three cities of, well, technically, I think.
We have multiple.
Summerlin's, Summerlin's still a town.
Spring Valley, Black Mountain, Henderson, yeah. Boulder City.
Well, I mean,
Green
they
Valley.
Got the, you got the three big
Seven
cities,
Hills.
Which is North Las Vegas, Henderson, and Las Vegas.
Right.
But then within those, you got a bunch of. On my Such. Side, you got Winchester, Whitney, Paradise.
Now, are
is
those
a huge one.
Are
That's
those
where the strip
are those
is
are those really actual towns
yeah,
or are they
towns.
Actual?
They got signs. Like if you're going down DI and Pecos, there's a sign that says you are now entering the town of Winchester. If
oh,
by
wow.
next by my house, it says you are now entering the town of Paradise, and that's where the strip is Paradise.
Right.
And half of it's in Winchester, and then like Sunrise Manor is like the biggest one. They're actually trying to become their own city. That's all.
Might as well.
All by Sunrise Mountain and. Actually, like right next to my house, like they're trying to combine Whitney and Sunrise Manor, make it just called East Las Vegas, like an actual city.
Nice.
But
I love growth.
They need to call it Whitney, though. We deserve it.
What about
saying.
Green Valley?
Green Valley's
on
of
its
them.
Own. Green Valley's,
Valley's
on its
of
own.
Whitney Ranch is
I remember when
one.
Green Valley was built.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when all these, it was Henderson, then the regular Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Las Vegas. Then
and no,
I remember,
no,
I remember they
though,
were working.
North Las Vegas has been a city for a long time, though.
Yeah.
Like,
North.
Forever.
Las Vegas is
its
own thing now. But I remember when it was North Town.
Well, yeah, when I was a kid, they still called it North Town.
But there was no North
yeah,
in Las Vegas.
Yeah, they
no,
did.
No,
no, no.
Remember, I'm older than you.
No, I know.
But
I looked up the history of North Las Vegas. It goes way back.
But
it goes like
as far
to
as wherever it sits, it's uh-huh. a lot bigger now. And then Summerlin,
yeah.
I remember when Summerlin was being developed. And then I remember when Del Webb was being.
Oh, wow.
I remember when
yeah,
I, a long time ago, Seven Hills and Del Webb area.
Yeah.
I was a line locator for Southwest Gas when I was younger.
Oh no shit!
And I had to go out there when there was nothing, and you had to hook up to a copper line and find the gas line they already laid out.
Wow.
And the people who owned the Black Mountain, because you know Black Mountain, used to be owned by three guys.
Oh really?
They would hang on to it.
They're building up on
that. Yeah, they're
on that
they now I believe
they got some expensive
they either sold
homes
it
up on those
or
things.
They're making residuals off the payments on homes.
What about
and,
Anthem?
I remember when Anthem was
being
Anthem. Built.
What
too.
Are the What are the Seven Hills, by the way, that it's named after? Are the is that actually
Seven.
A part of Black Mountain?
It
like
is.
There's
it's
hills
a
up
part
there.
Of yeah. The name is because
there is a bunch of hills, obviously.
Yeah, but
yeah.
No, no, yeah, it is. It
is
a part of Black Mountain. So. All right, well, fantastic.
Oh, and by the way, Reno came first.
Reno came first,
I believe so. Hold on, yeah, because. Sparks was founded around the same time Vegas was, 1904. We were founded in 1906,
okay.
So or 1905, depending on who you ask.
Okay.
And Reno was like 18 something. Reno's before us.
Oh, so it's just older.
Yeah, Reno's older than Vegas too. They win that race, but yeah, Route 66 was built in 1926. That's why it didn't pass through here because we weren't shit back then. We were just like 10 years old. We had like a few people. We were just hanging out. It was like, nice. Whoever's. The dam wasn't even built yet then, I don't
no,
think. Dam wasn't
no,
built until
no,
like
no
the 30s, right?
No one even liked
right?
water. No one even liked
there
water.
There wasn't water.
Well, they didn't need to keep the water up here. That's why. All
right. Well, let's put a pin on it, gentlemen, and let's move on to the next beer.
All right.
All right. Let me go ahead and hit the recording here. All right, guys. Cash, we're going to go ahead and move on to the purple can. What are we doing?
Do you understand? These are, like, very similarly colored.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we start with the small can?
Thank you.
That's purple.
I mean,
this is magenta.
Yeah, magenta.
Can I get the, actually, that would be fuchsia. Can I get the one with fuchsia?
Fuchsia.
Nope, that's fuchsia.
How do you know magenta and fuchsia? I'm good with my colors.
No, that's fuchsia, dude.
We got a computer right here, dude.
That's fuchsia. Look up fuchsia.
Magenta versus fuchsia.
Yeah, let's look at the different spectrums. But while he's looking that up, give it to me.
All right, this is coming from Craft House Brewing. It's their Super Bloom.
God, they're close.
Yeah, they are.
Magenta is more reddish. A fuchsia is more purplish. Magenta is more reddish.
There you go.
Basically the same thing. I would say that's right in the middle of the two.
So it's for Nurple. It's for Nurple.
For Nurple.
All right, so what else you got on that?
It's a 6.3 ABV.
Okay.
They're coming out of Hendo, Nevada.
Hendo!
Black Mountain.
Black Rap. Mountain.
Rap.
Seven Hills.
That's right.
Del Webb.
More information, crafthousebrewery.com.
Wait, what is it?
More information.
Yes.
Check out crafthousebrewery.com.
All right. We want to give a big shout out to Miss Wendy. She provided the beer for the show, which, in fact, she owns the fucking place.
Thanks, Wendy.
Whoa. Yeah, she owns the place,
Wendy,
bro.
Wendy Wonka.
Yeah, Wendy Wonka. We love her.
Oh, my God.
She's a very sweet lady.
So fucking She's such much, a sweet Wendy, lady. I love you. God damn it, Wendy, I love you.
Yeah?
You're Let fucking me... great.
Okay, stop.
I'm pissed off at it.
Why?
I'm she's pissed because okay. she's great. Key. Okay. Absolutely out of this world.
Okay.
Fuck.
And that makes you upset?
Yeah, it gives me fucking diarrhea, dog.
Diarrhea.
That's your love for her. You can't hold it in.
Fair enough.
You put the whole okay, that's cute.
All right. Well, while we work out your anger, we get the smell. So cheers to smell.
Yes.
Sean, you go first.
So like anger.
I just set it down.
Come on now, let's get it. I'm going to show everybody the can while we're doing it.
I mean...
Okay, Cash. I think the man is lost for words. We'll see if
we'll
get
back
to him.
It's like some juicy floral notes. It's a little skunky.
Okay.
Botanical.
Yeah.
It's definitely a textbook IPA.
Yeah, you can tell. It's
hoppy, citrusy. It's a mesh between, I would say, yellow grapefruit, a touch of red grapefruit, and some nice good orange. Like
yeah,
good,
I got some blood oranges,
was it
bro.
A Valencia orange?
It smells like
the
chili.
Fat ones?
Like the fat Valencia.
Yeah, it
fat
like juicy chili. Ones. Like it smells like a fat chili dog.
Dog? Chili dog dog?
Wait, yeah. It really smells like a chili dog to you?
Yeah, it smells like chili on a... On a hamburger or something, smell like I just left Tommy's.
Like Gus Jr. style, dude.
Okay.
I just pulled up to the only to one of the two Tommy's in Vegas.
Okay,
three
fair
I
enough.
Think we have now.
All right.
And one of them is by my house. Shout out Whitney.
Okay. Well, we can at least agree on at least for this fragrance is it's pretty textbook. It's very botanical, toothpicky, a little bit of resin. You smell a little bit of some sort of like wood.
Dude, I don't know why I'm getting
you know what,
chili, dude. It's weird.
It smells a little bit like hibiscus.
A little hibiscus?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck hibiscus is.
It's a really good plant to eat, actually. It's really good. It's you good on it? Dessert. You can put them in drinks.
They make a Mexican drink, the Jamaica drink.
Yep.
Yep. It's like dark red, bro. And they literally just.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I've heard of that, actually. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
All right. Did you come up with anything else that you wanted to add on that
no.
smell? So you're pretty good with that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, so with that said, so overall, do you like the way it smells, though, even
though
you can't place it?
It can be perfume.
Okay, yeah, what about you over there?
Yeah, I'm kind of neutral.
You're just neutral?
Yeah,
all right.
It's fine.
All right, cheers to the taste.
Okay, that's IPA as fuck.
That's what we're looking for. Wow, that's earthy.
And very bready.
That's earthy. Bready. Man. Oh, it's drying. Oh, it is nice and drying. Oh, this is nice. Now, technically, this is a white IPA. And no, I'm not going to get into why it's a white IPA.
It has more privilege, I guess.
It has more privilege.
Is that what it is, dude?
I like how the only white guy on the show goes, more privilege.
It has.
Like,
it
you can
he
taste
knows.
The privilege. Okay.
It gets,
he can relate to
it
the
gets
privilege.
Let off with a warning ticket.
All right, fair enough. Okay, wheel it back in. Yeah, yeah. Come on back to us there, Sean.
Fucking hell.
I love it. All right, Sean, you're going first, bud. Why? Now, please
I
give
can't
me.
Taste much of anything.
Give it to me. Why? I mean, the face is the best. The face is the best. What's going on?
It hits you with fucking
bitter.
It hits you like that.
Just with the bitter.
Yeah.
Bitter.
There's something going on at the end, but I can't tell what it is.
It's very plantish. It is extremely floral.
Yeah, no, I agree, but it's something specific.
It's like almost like grass.
I want to say cilantro.
Okay, I'll go with that. Yeah, nice. It's cilantro? Got it's got an herb going on.
Yeah.
There's a back note to it. I'm going to go ahead and try to cheat.
Parsley.
Parsley, yeah. No, there's nothing on here. There's I apologize, but I don't really see anything on here that would name any of those, none of those things there. All right, Cash, what do you have for me? Because there is something I'm looking at, and I will not be using it, because I was looking to see about this plant thing, and I see something totally different, and it makes sense, but I will not be talking about it. What do you got, bud? See if you can pick up on something.
So, for me, it has like this weird planty, like celery, parsley kind of earthiness to it. And it has a little citrus, a little piney, oiliness going on. And it's really bitter and drying. But, I mean, it's an IPA, so what do you expect?
What's interesting is it has a sort of foreign feel to it. And now, Cash, I've spoke to you about it many times, and I know Sean doesn't really pay attention to it. And no, it's not a stab at you. It's honestly the true. One thing I tell you is that once you taste it, you always will know. Once you get enough in you, there's a Belgium back finish, so like clove, something smoky, little like almost like wet tobacco a little bit. Coriander. It's got some cinnamon grit to it, and I'm only talking about the way when you have cinnamon, you grind your teeth. It's got that grit to it. So coriander. It's got some real interesting back notes for an IPA, but I'm telling you now, regardless of what's been put in it, the hops that she's using in this
insane
is intense, and it is all plant in your mouth with nuances of trying to calm your tits. It is a very interesting beer.
They can never be calmed.
I'm gonna say this. I think so. For a lot of people here in town, and to be honest, Craft House is either you like them or you love them. It's a 50-50 brewery and also an acquired taste. It's one of those breweries that just makes sometimes interesting combinations, and then sometimes because you know, like that beer doesn't work for me, but then there's something else that works for you. So there's always something that works for you. And for me, again, I'm not an IPA fan. But when I come across a good fucking aggressive beer, I'm very pleased to say that Craft House nailed it on this one. This thing is an acquired taste. It is interesting. There is some different takes on it. And I think for it coming out at this time during an actual super bloom,
yeah,
she fucking nailed it. So big shout out to Craft House on that. And no, I'm not saying it because they gave it to us. I'm only saying it because it's an honest review. I don't have the luxury to fucking play favorites around here. If the beer's bad, the beer's bad. If it's good, it's good. And it's all subjective, but if we can honestly explain why it's bad, like when Sean makes the faces, Sean knows to say, well, it's aggressive here, and this is what it does to me, and this is why. And people go, that's my shit. You know, they go, oh, you complain about that, you little bitch? That's my shit. So let's get down to the grade. Sean, what do you give them for this interesting beer on the actual Super Bloom? With the Super Bloom.
I'll give it a 2.8, which is usually higher than I would usually go on an IPA this bitter.
This is true.
But, I mean, it's not that bad. It's bitter as fuck. But the taste part is good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It hurts, but...
Man, love that face.
It's fine.
Cash.
I'm going to give this a 4.2.
Okay, give it a 4.2.
And it's because I enjoy the hoppy plantiness of it. And it's a little floral in the back end, but it's pretty intense but delicious at the same time. Has that good balance, so I'm going to give it to him.
All right, Team No Sleep, I'm going to go ahead and get you guys with a nice 4. Well above average. I like it. I need higher ABV. What was the ABV on this again, Big Dog?
Low. I can't remember.
It was 6.3%. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is it says on the back, IBUs are 45. What's interesting is it doesn't feel like no 45. 45 is low to me. I feel like it's more. Like it seems like it's more plantish. And the reason why I give it a 4, it's well above an IPA. I like it. And for, again, I wish it was just a little bit higher, like knock you on your ass, put that dirt in your dick. Like, oh, yeah. And I want to be
That's hot.
I literally want it. I would love to see this barreled aged. Nothing else. Higher ABV. And you just sit back with it. You just sit back with it. You know what I'm saying? You lean with it. Like, I need to lean with it beer. You know, wink, wink.
We need a Dem franchise boys beer.
I do. White tea beer. All right, guys. Well, there's that. We're going to go ahead and be right back.
Brew Rebellion, small batch handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online and join the rebellion.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSBeers.com is who you're looking for.
I gotta pay the bills again, dude. Let's see. All right, we'll wait till Cash leaves, and then I will, you know, it's fine. It's I don't care. And then we gotta do this interesting beer, and then we're doing our Game of Thrones night and all that other good shit. So I really do appreciate everyone being here. Team No Sleep, what it do? All right. Gotta let them know I'm reading off an actual piece of paper, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, next time you need some sounds, you need to sound good on your record, or hey, you're going to do a podcast, check out Rebel Gang Media Group. Best way to follow them is check out and DM Shane Cashmere. Rebel Gang Media Group.
Yeah.
You got to go to their Instagram.
Now, you know...
And then it says their tagline.
Our slogan is fuck off.
We'll make you sound good, gang gang.
Yeah, no, that's
at not... Shane Cashmere with an H Instagram.
Yeah, that's our old tagline. The new one is just fuck off. I don't really give a damn.
At Shane Cashmere with an H.
Well, of course
it's on Instagram.
How else do you spell Shane?
You can spell Shane any other way, but it says this is what they H. wrote on here. So, all right, well, Rebel Game God. Media Group, check them out at Shane Cashmere with an H on Instagram.
.gov.co.uk.
No, you can't have no dots anything. It's got to go to Instagram. Okay.
.au.
Let's get it on with the next beer. Here we go. All
right.
All right, Team No Sleep. We have a very interesting beer. What makes this beer interesting is not that it is just a beer. It's what the beer represents. All right, so at Craft House, they came up with this golden ticket contest, okay, which is still active.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I picked up these beers from Miss Wendy at Craft House yesterday, okay, from us. It is Saturday that we're recording.
Okay.
I got these from her on Friday. We posted on our Instagram. She informed me that no one has found the three cans. She spread it out. Now, if you go to her Instagram, Craft House on Instagram, she shows one of the beers she's pouring. Do you remember that glitter stuff that was in that birthday beer that was specifically made for the show?
Yeah.
So she put three of these cans, one at the brewery, one at a bottle shop called Corey's, and gave one to the gentleman who's in charge of the beverage department at Speedy Mart. And that gentleman was able to put that can wherever he wanted, and boom. So one of these cans that are still floating out, it has the glitter in it. So I jokingly said, what if we had it while we were recording? She said, take your photos, do the thing. And so the prize is, while it's still out, is a $25 gift card at Craft House. I thought that was really cool, mm-hmm. and that's why we called her Wendy Wonka from Sean earlier. So
Wendy Wonka.
I do not know. So she gave me a 4-pack. So I randomly grabbed one off the 4-pack in the graveyard in the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
There are 3 more.
Okay.
So I don't know. And she made a lot of this beer. So tonight, keeping our fingers crossed, that we will have the glitter in it. And that'd keep be pretty cool, right? No, you're good. All right. So Cash, with all that said, I just wanted to set up the beer.
Yes.
Because that's actually really cool. I have never seen any brewery or heard of anyone doing something like that. I thought that was interesting. Okay.
I see it. Yep.
All right, let's get it. Cash, take it away, bud.
All right. Coming from my town, Henderson, Nevada. Craft House Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sparks of Joy is the name. 6.8 ABV is the game.
Okay.
More information, crafthousebrewery.com.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and crack this open. Now, I like the label. It's got some really cool stuff. I'm going to show everybody out there. My camera's actually flipped, so it just kind of looks backwards to everybody, but you get the fucking idea.
I do, I think.
So let's keep our fingers crossed. That'd be really cool, right? We're recording a beer.
Hell yeah.
I'm not also only for crossing our podcast, my toes. But
for YouTube, and this could be a winning beer. So we'll grab Sean's first, and it should be very interesting. And it's a no.
No?
Nope, not a winning beer. But that was cool. It's still floating out there. That's really interesting. So, yeah, it would be a lot. it's pouring really, really nice. I like it. It's very clear. But, yeah, she added that glitter stuff, which, in reality, I'm going to purchase a little bit for one of our next batches that we do something of a lighter shade because I just think it's fucking dope. Because with the carbonation moving, it's just it's moving and shit. So let me show everybody that we did not get a winner. It's very clear. And you would see it's really murky, and it's like that shimmer shit is dope, dude.
Yeah.
It's edible. You're not going to get sick. It's great. So.
And your poop comes out glittery.
Don't know if I need that.
You sure? You don't check your stool? But let's put a pin in it. We'll talk about stool in a minute. Let's put a pin in it.
Put a pin in the
Gentlemen,
stool.
Gentlemen, cheers to the smell. Okay.
Whoa, what is that? That smells like pine.
I'm actually, like it's super subtle for me.
Well, that was weird. Like, at first it was really loud, now it's subtle as shit.
Yeah, weird,
like,
right?
Went away. I need to hold on. I need to, like, see if I can start over.
Cash, you get anything without digging in there? We really don't want to dig too much, guys.
Yeah, bro, you need to just, like, put it back down and then put it back up.
Okay. Okay, there is a little bit of some pine.
It smells like weed and pine.
No, it really does. It has dank to it. It has some botanical to it.
It's
faint. Shake it too, yeah. It's a little faint. I like it.
Danky subtle hops, bro.
Yeah, it just smells like really interesting bong water. I don't care what anyone
says.
There's
nothing interesting about bong water, bro.
Bong water has like a horribly specific smell.
It reeks.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Because it smells like just water plant in it. And the only thing that comes to mind that would have plant in it would be bong water.
Unfortunately, bong water smells more like resin than
it does. But you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't smoke weed, but I've seen it and the water turns green. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
You get what I'm saying, right?
It's like brown, black.
So it's just watery, very subtle fragrance, but it's not off-putting.
No.
It's really clean.
A little bit of honey.
It's on-putting.
A little bit of honey. It's pretty cool. So far, right now, I like it because now we don't know what it is. We can't smell anything.
Mm-mm.
Let's get down to the taste, gentlemen.
Oh, God.
This motherfucker is a beast.
Oh, it lasts forever.
It's very hoppy.
Why'd you give me so much?
What's interesting, though, about this is it's hoppy, right? Botanical, bitter. We're playing right into the yellow grapefruit pill and the pith. It's right there. It's drawing. But then there's some really interesting back notes of some lemon pill, water. And trying to think of it, and some sort of like thrush. If I have to guess what this is without reading the label, I'm gonna go with a hybrid. There's two different things going on here. There's definitely two different
things. The kind of beer?
The beer, yeah, it's a hybrid. I already
fucking read that. I'm sorry.
It feels
was hard not to read it. It's really big on the front.
No. It feels as if it's crushable, but yet it slows you down. Like there's a roadblock here. Like you can if we go in and we hit it, it feels like as if there's a roadblock, right? It's like it's crushable, roadblock.
And it hits you.
And the great part about this is like a tailgating beer. Like this is some shit you crush at a sporting event. It's like a interesting. All right, Cash, what do you have? I'm sorry. I just kind of wanted to get it out of my
system. No, you're fine. It's very hoppy. Yeah. Like it's hop. It's like if you're chewing on a hop, bro. A little floral notes going on. Some citrusy. I'm gonna go with yellow grapefruit, like you were saying. That tartness, and then it's just some. It's like mildly bitter, but okay. It's like watery and refreshing at the same time. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like it, and it's like really refreshing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's pretty much it, guys, on this review. I like it. I love the contest. The concept is phenomenal. I love that Sean's pain is, you know, fueling my innards so good.
It's making me colder. It's making you colder. Shiver.
I like it. Wear a jacket.
Your soul's dying more. It's okay.
What else can we say about this, Sean? I know you're going in. I know you got to do it.
It's going to be withdrawals right now, bro.
I love that. Dude, you're like the star of the show with that face. Booty face. Booty face. All right, let's give it a grade and get you out of here because I know it's killing you, my dude. Let's give it a grade. Now, before we do that, it's a simple beer.
Yeah.
We're not lost for words. It's just trying to make it sound good. It is what it is. And maybe we should just quit fighting trying to make it do what we maybe in our heads we should just. It's a very refreshing fucking beer with very interesting bitter notes. Yeah, it's super watery, dude. It's nice.
Oh, you look like thirsty. Watery, you look like you pooped your pants.
Because you're like anti hop, dude. All right, let's just give it a grade and give it to me.
I'll give it a 2 because it just seems cruel, and I don't understand that. It just why do you need something that bitter? I don't get that. Why do you need it to hurt? It's like the really spicy shit. Oh, you like that? You think it tastes good? Why? You hate yourself? I don't get it.
All right.
All right.
You know what?
All right.
Short orphan. It's cool.
I don't know what to all right. say to that.
Cash, my dude, what do you have?
You're still alive, Sean. Just you'll barely, make it, bro. Yeah. I'm going to give this one a 3.5.
Okay.
I think it's pretty tasty. It's pretty refreshing and bitter at the same time, which is kind of like hard to say. It's a little redundant. But, I mean, it's like I enjoy it. Fair. It can be crushable, but you have to get through a couple sips of like the hops punch you in the mouth.
Okay.
And then you'll be good.
I'm going to go all out on this, and again, I'm not persuaded by who gave it to me. I'm not persuaded by where I'm located. I'm going out on this because I enjoy it. I'm going out with a nice 4.5. Way up there. It's interesting. It's crushable. But like I said, I like the roadblocks. I like the simple fact that it's really, like, crushable.
Got you.
And then the bitter goes, slow down. And you're like, oh, yeah, I should slow down.
You want to do that, bro.
Yeah, dude. Like it's like the hops are it's your dude. Dude. Like, it's the dude in the group that's like, dude. No, dude. Like, slow down, dude.
Don't take that to Peter Holden, dude. You don't want it.
Hey, listen. We're here for the marathon, not the race, okay? We're not here for the sprint. Dude, slow down. And that's the point. I like it. I like it. No. Trust me. I don't like IPAs, Sean. That, what's the matter?
I need some water.
Well, here.
Oh, it's your water.
Well, it has, but I only backwashed like a few times, dude. Can we at least finish this before you leave? I like the fact you got up while we're recording. That's.
I was trying, dude. That's so bitter.
It's bitter, huh?
It's very bitter.
Man. All right, that bell means we've got to get out of here.
So. He seems to be in pain.
He is in pain.
My poor brother.
Look at him. Look at that.
You're going to make beautiful. It, my brother.
All right, so with that said, guys, we really do appreciate you. We're going to go ahead and just close the
show
out.
Shout out Hendo. Shout out Black Mount.
Okay, fair enough. I'm glad he rinsed his mouth out.
How am I
going
to shout
out? All right,
out
so
Hendo?
Let me see what's going on here. Let's
shout
see.
Out Water Street District.
I'm all right, so real all quick, this is Sparks of Joy. Ah, it's an Indian Pale Lager.
Yeah.
Lager is the you know, tailgating beer, and then the refreshing AP part is the hot part you hate.
Yep.
The IBUs are 70.
So here's my question. How come they don't say Indian pale? Why is it India pale?
Location. There's a story that says going to India for trade and they brought beer over. But very soon I'm going to tell you there's an actual... All right, so the story that you get with why they call it an IPA, the bullshit story is when they were traveling from England and they were going to India for trade and all that shit, they would put barrels of beer. The beer would have spoiled, so they started hopping them because hops are a natural preservative, and they bittered the beer out. When they took it over there, people loved it, but it was to also save the beer. Well, it's a bullshit story logically because if it was, in fact, to protect the beer, then all the stouts that they brought over, the porters or anything else that was a beer or a beverage, how come they weren't hopped all the hell? So there's a different story, a real story, but the one
The question I have, though, why isn't, like, just the name?
Yeah, it's
called
because
India Pale Ale, India, but why isn't it called Indian Pale Ale instead?
You can't say Indian, it's India, it's a region.
Yeah.
Like a Baltic porter?
Yeah.
Belgium yeast, they're all locations.
An American IPA. So, like, IPA a Belgian, is it called a Belgian or is it called a Belgium?
Belgium.
With an M?
Yeah, what's Belgium.
What's the country?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's what I'm
it's
saying.
It's a region. So there, India. There seems to be a, it's India. A pattern, it's from India.
Which makes it Indian. They were, you know what I'm saying?
You can't say Indian.
Okay, that's the part I'm confused about. Why can't
it's
you?
It's not from India. It's this style.
Like, because when we're talking about American lager, we say American, not America lager.
No, but American is who made it. But this is...
The Indians didn't make it?
No.
It was just in the
area? Listen
to
the story again. So the bullshit story
is... Oh, it was the English folks.
They were going to India for trade and the
Navy... Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
No.
Okay.
And they would bring beer with them for trade and all that stuff with the naval and all the Navy and all them. They would carry beer with them. Okay. When they got to India, the beer spoiled.
Yeah.
So, well, to them, their pels.
I thought they were coming from India.
Their pale ale spoiled. The story is their pale ale spoiled. So, if you put in hops and hops and hops and hops and hops, hops are a natural preservant because no bacteria can grow in it, like harmful bacteria. It's too oily and it's bitter. It'll kill them.
Gotcha.
It's a preservant. So, when they were traveling, they would hop the shit out of the pale ale going to India. India Pale Ale. That's the bullshit story. Okay. There's another story, which I will be getting into another note, that tells you the reason why, where the India Pale Ale came from.
Gotcha.
And why it's that. But it has nothing to do with them hopping one particular style of beer.
Okay.
Because if you hop one
you're
worried about spoiling, then why aren't all beers that were traveling hopped and bittered as well? So there's an actual logical reason why.
What is that?
We'll get into that later.
Okay.
So now we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. We want to say thank you to everybody. Big Joe's in the building. What up, Big Joe? He said hello, fellas.
What's good, homie?
Now, if you guys want to catch our show live, we're on Twitch when we do our recording, so that way you can interact with us. We love the interaction with people, so you're more than welcome to chime in at any time. And that would be twitch.tv/obsbeers2014. Huge shout out for this podcast to chilloverradio.net. Check those guys out. Make sure you guys follow and support them. They have some of the most banging and slammest of DJs streaming on all sorts of platforms. All you have to do is head over to chilloverradio.net to check those guys out. Big shout out to Grand Canyon Brewery and big shout out to Craft House for participating in today's show. You guys can definitely check out Cash at
Alpha Cash _ GC6 on Instagram. ALPHAKASH_GC6.
And what's your favorite animal?
Grizzly bear.
Fantastic. And if you guys want to check out Shane, big shout out to Shane. Mr. Cashmere, how can they find you?
Find me anywhere at Shane Cashmere.
With an H?
ShaneCashmere.
That's a mouthful.
Shane Cashmere, the main cashier. Check me out.
And also, big shout out to Rebel Gang Media Group.
You know it.
They are the ones helping us.
Just under the radar. Just right under the radar.
But if you guys want to check those guys out, head over to Shane Cashmere with an H on Instagram.
You smell the weed?
Or is that a cigarette?
That's fart.
That's my vape, bro.
That's a fart cigarette.
I got some oil in here.
Yeah, dude.
No, you don't. You fucking, bro.
All right, well, with all that said, is there any closing statements, Sean, that you would like to give anybody, other advice, anything like that? You got a few moments here. Give it to them.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Just, all right, Cash, what do you have?
Neighbor Mountain.
Wrap it before you tap it, because babies will punch you in the dick.
All right, beers, what we have in common?
What's your beer story?
Peace, fuckers.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.